Busy, Sarah Green, Kispyox Village, June 1987.
My first year is 916. December 7th. I was born in Kipatamix, Nashville.
Village?
Yeah, village.
Is that where your mom and dad is from?
My mother was Camden, and my father came.
What is your mother's name?
My mother's name was Elizabeth.
Your father?
Johnny Derrick. John Richard Derrick.
Where did you grow up?
I was with my grandparents when I was home. I used to live with my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm. Up in the grass?
Yeah, the same village.
What was the village again?
Kipatamix.
What does that mean?
That's what they call it. It was the old village before. They're moving across and they have a new village now.
What village is that now?
They call it New Kipatamix. That's what Godfrey told me. They said New Orleans.
So that's New Orleans now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, we did go to school when we were small.
In Niagara, up at the Nazareth?
Yes, same place.
How was the school?
I don't know. I don't even remember how old I am. I was with my sister.
Did you go to boarding school?
No. When my mother died, Kitunga, January, I'm still living with my grand and my grandfather in the same place, and with my sister. She's the only one going with my father.
Grandparents' name?
My grandmother named Martha.
Martha?
Martha Grandison.
Grandison?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother's name, Luke Grandison.
And when did you take his place?
When my mom died on January, then after and down to Fishleyville for all the
Fishleyville?
My grandmother died that day when we moved out. They can all turn over too. And I was with my of the grand event in the other canal. So then I want my sister to be with me and my grandmother wouldn't like me because we don't want to be separated. Right? And she was in. And that day when I lost my sister and my grandmother. The village for 2 weeks.
So we need
to have movies to the Canary, and I went with them. When we get down to Loop, we were there for time, then maybe 2-3 days. Father said I was around 8 years old when my mother died and my mother, my sister, the same year that died. And I remember, I never forget it. Then after that, I forgot everything. And I was that sick in Canary. We were staying at the Canary Plaxton. My grandmother was fishing. My aunt's supposed to be fishing at that time. And he's getting sick. But he kept on going, said his wife to go to work in the bit. And I was the one who stood after the little boy in snowboards.
Your uncle's little boy?
Yeah, my uncle. My uncle's name was Granderson, John Sidney Granderson, his name. That's the uncle I have after my life.
And that's who you stayed with, your uncle?
You stayed with them, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was that summer, no end, around July, because I don't remember anything. When my uncle died, and after that, and then went back to his body to the Bishop of the Dams, and I'd go. They're on, but I didn't go. I was staying one of the lady, the old lady, from the village. When they come back, and don't like staying alone in that house, because I miss my uncle. After, and I, my grandmother's sister, was living in, down the coast, been living in house for many years because I was working the lighthouse. They asked Mary if I could go and stay with her. And she said that I was safe if I'm leaving with her. So my father let me go. And when I moved them, they called it Poacher Island.
Poacher
Island. That's the worst place. They have a big house and they have everything. What she used for dry fish, everything plants. I worry about all the time.
How old then?
Well, my father said it was years in December. Then my grandmother said, I'm going to call his son. Uncle said he's going to be my brother. Mm-hmm. You know what? My friend before I was black, and my father and mom had a big boy, and he died. It was a coup there. Then me, and then my son. And my mother was dying. She's going to have a twin. She had the flu when they're traveling for the gospel.
Oh, and she went to church?
When they went to church. And my mother died in Kedar, and they took her body back. So I had a little coffin in the coffin that the man beside the break spear. There's two little coffin. My father said to twin boys. I said to open the coffin and I don't want my father to. And I was living with my grandmother in Poacher Island for a long time. They had a school.
Did you go to that school?
Yeah. I was on my grave when they're moving, when all the one of my kids. Barney moving to Prince Rupert and the teacher moving too. That's when I never felt that great too when I got to school. It's long ways walk round. I used to go to the South Park every morning. When the movie the teacher's gone to, I live with my grandma. But we only went to Shrewsbury just to visit my auntie, and she's got sick. We were there one night in her sleep. She was really happy. And she said she was finding everything to come moving down to the island and to come to do the fishing camp. That's what she said. One morning when everybody's out to school, I'm still sleeping. There's only one of my I called him, my brother Wally. Well, he didn't even want to go. go to school. I said to my grandmother, Grandma, I'm going to stay home today. I want the teacher to tell her I'm still sleeping. I don't trust her when she's sleeping like that. She's eating. And afterward, grandmother was cleaning up in the kitchen. And he told me, sis, take mom. He's sleeping too long. He usually up early, he said. So when I took the blankets to see how she is, and I touch her face, and where she was frozen. Sister come out the cold. So I put the blankets back and I said, Brother Wally, something wrong with you. Mommy, I said, yeah, I know. Don't tell Granny, because my grandmother was always having an attack sometimes. We don't want her to do anything. The death after funeral, and I'm back to stare at my grandmother. But we only gone in to get some supplies. When my other grandmother from Little Dark, Salute, was want me to stay with her in what you call Inverness, can we? She's a little woman. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to stay with her. At the time when I had time, I'm not going to forget this. My grandmother packed everything what we get with her. She dries fish eggs, salts them, and dry some pans, and there are some kinds of bologna, dry sea prunes, jar them up. Don't touch it, winter and summer. Some will go out picking some bologna. But on winter, we look for clams night and day, because there is a bio that's in Prince Rupert, and we have to dig some clams for all night when the tides come down, and when the tides come up, we have to wait. But we do every week. With eggs. In the summertime, we always come out drifting for fishing, enough for a day for her to do. I enjoy it. But when I'm divorced to my other grandmother, everyone I've got, I into that little cabin she lived in. There's only seven people living. And the little sidewalk going down, we can meet the front. That lady used to tell me to open the window when I told his son all about what's happened. One day she asked me about my father, and I told her that my father was had lots of Japanese friends, that's in Calgary. Sometimes an old lady said, "Someday and I'm going to kill you and I'm going to throw you down there," she said. I told that lady, I said, "When you sleep." So she finally scared and told her husband about my father's name. When I got free and I, my father didn't tell me that she was sleeping with the other woman after my mother. And that woman always doesn't want me around. But I live in a canary after when my father picked me. I told him everything what I could, and I told him my blankets missing, and she only give me them in my seats. They're not in my trunk anymore, I said. But she got the money I had. Every time they give my brother give me money, because my grandmother told me to call him uncle. And he never found my little cash box, because he hid it in my other suitcase where I had all my knittings. Because Maggie's taught me how to knit everything. I never need to learn after that, because I only learn everything. I'm not coming against them. But right after that, when I was leaving my party in Jackson for 2 weeks, and the lady said, "You would throw me out. Doesn't want me to eat in the morning, he just takes me out." My boat are fishing and they always bring me stuff and everything I want to have. And that lake, my father lived with, wouldn't let me cook anything for myself. But I was at that time, because there's lots of people from Massachusetts from that county. And a lady was living there, was had 3 daughters and 4 sons. And he said, "God." When he saw me throwing out the house, and he seen that my father's wife threw me out and had a big stick. She was going to throw me on the rail, the way steep way down, and you try to me over. And I just cried when that lady and her daughter running and scrapped. One girl went down to the office and they're looking for water. My lady asked me if I could stay with them. They hired two hours together because not again. And she asked me if I'd stay with them till I find a way to go. And she told me to have something to eat. I was there till my father came in They're looking for him. And that day next to the door, no, they wouldn't let me go in. And I took all of my stuff, like all my suitcase and everything. Every time when I get up, I was on the floor. And got my blankets and my mattress, rolled them up and tied them up and put them up where I had my grossly empty. My father came in. And I said, I don't know. Something wrong? She don't want to be in that house, I said. He said she's gonna throw over out on the front of the house and she couldn't try to. And the lady said, the wife of yours tell me was no good. Ever since she came in, and we see what's happened. But she's going to stay with us. And she asked me if I know how to cook. I said, I know. We also do some yeast bread. And when she get up early and she put them in the pan, and I used to bake them for them. Oh, she's like everything what I cook and enjoy. Yeah. I didn't know they're gonna pay me. They give me $50 a week.
Who's that?
Cooking because they're all working in the cannery and they might know to cook for them.
Who paid you?
They paid me all of them.
All the people at the cannery?
All the family in the house.
Whose family?
That woman from Masset. All came from Masset.
Yeah.
He's a really nice.
Yeah.
He had folks going fishing. The smallest ones fishing with his father. Oh, he always had lots of fun. Ask me how do I do the cooking. Oh, you're so good. I enjoy when I mother came down to the cannery and when they picked me up, they're going around for 3 days in cannery. They only stayed 3 days, just the time when everybody's, when the cannery's over. Eyes over and the cuckoos coming up. When they came down, they have everything what they made to some. People from Masset are really having those dry soap films, blue films, everything they had to dry them. It's only to bring to the cannery and some dry fish. They're giving some right away to the people who they know. When they went and they're looking for me and they find me in that place. And my grandfather said, how come even with these people from he said, didn't say anything of the using his own landlords. Just looking at him, my mother just looked. I said I told him everything. And my grandfather don't leave this place. My mother, my grandmother did. She knows. It was my grandfather's niece. It's supposed to be my stepmother. She don't like me around. And that's when I went to didn't go, and that's the way I were to my state friends. I had three girls from him and one my son. The doctor said he had got a quick TB.
What?
Quick TB. That's what the doctor, his lungs was all sad over the music. And never last on the needle, throwing all out. And my daughter died first. And I always still had, was carrying Frank that one. Husband died in October, then I had Frank Johnson. The way why my father went to name Frank after his father. Now then. All the rest of them. Just the one I had from what I had now.
The whole tree leaving is me.
After my dad, my first husband died, and I meet John. Make up my mind. He asked me to be with him for his life. I just didn't say anything. I remember what my first husband said. He said, we will be living together until we're old. And not too long. My son. So I couldn't make up my mind when John asked. And I said, I'm going to drink over. And he had been sick too. I had to build my first son from him. And all of us got sick. When we were staying at the camp. Got sick and had to put anybody else to get him to the hospital. Always got sick. And he says,
so, John's son was
ill? Well, now it's, I couldn't go alone. Been had my arthritis for many, many years. Now I couldn't do anything. My hand just only suicide. After when I have a lot of and I do anything for why I'm not feeling but my hands are still not good at getting away from it.
What about church? You know, you always go to church a lot?
No, I used to go to church a lot of time. We'll go to church all the time. So I couldn't stand alone and I... One day my husband used to go, never missed church. I told you, it's not empty anywhere. Oh, that's it. He had stroke 3 times, and the doctor told him not to do anything. Wanted to go around all night. When Bill was having breakfast in the morning, and he was in a heavy. He said he just gone at the boat down to the Sokans and he's gonna wait for Bill. Then he's got down, he's gonna use the bank to go down. But that's, I know it'll be the last time if he had it. Because he never had rest for some time, he's walking around. Trying to do everything what he wanted to do, what the doctor said to don't do. Walk hard. After when he's gone through the third stroke. Well, I guess he's having another heart attack again. The reason why he fell overboard. He was in the river for long, July through November. It's not historic. The doctor said he was dead before he's going into the even swallow any water.
What about white people in your young days? Did you have any white people?
No. Cause I never go alone. I'm not too much. Since I was my age when I was young, I never go home. Just staying with my grandparents in Kittenkirk all the time. Till we met, I and Frank getting together. I used to go down books all the time. And we all on the edge, but I got no one with me. And the manager in fact said, frankly, don't send me money and pass. And all those go down, walking through storage, washing trees. And I was walking there till this month. Open and start working in the packing room. It's the only place I can work. Well, I'm back and look for homes. Some can work a night shift, but I never feel good. Packing, carrying all my clothes before they start. That's what I do, and I don't know how many years I was working there.
Where?
Clarkson County. Mm-hmm. All gone now, Carlisle County. I was working in Carlisle all the time. But in Kelsey. Baltimore, I was working in, but when we first living together, and Frank, and he took off on me, God was another one, and I was working in a Camry, and the kid was so poor. We all the walking went on 2 hours. We stayed to many BC people, one in Sunnyside and Clarkson. Baltimore didn't have much fish. So I quit and I moved to Castle. When I heard that my grandfather from Nass going to take me back home, when I was working 3 weeks and I was a cashier again. I made enough money. When one of my aunties told me, my uncle, George Adam, told me about that my father walked to Woods and Jimmy Woods gonna come up. You're gonna take him back to Kickertown, because he said, that's the time when I pack off my said, man, I called him my sister. Them in cashier. I was laughing. I was past the bill back because short that night on the train. I was working at the dog there and I told the train boss I need my uncle to fix my time. Catch the train. I was lying to him. I told him my mother was sick, my grandmother, and they want me home right away. I have to catch the train. And I sang and the boy was being running around, filled up my time for my day on work every day, 16 hours a day. Now when I finished early, 10 hours, every day, fish in the camp. Gee, I'll make money. I'm working in, I don't know how long I'll be working, start from June. And that's the time when it's really running good. When I moved to Cassia, we worked there at night. And I liked it and enjoyed it. I never feel tired. When I get on to bed, I told to Martha, well, Peter Williams still up now. I called her my sister, Martha. Told them at lunchtime, Peter came in. He said he's too busy, never even tried to cook. And so he came and told the cook window. And I told him, I'm not going to work, I'm going to catch the train tonight, I said. Told the boss that I'm going. And I told what I said. And they said, ask me, why you want to go home? You're doing a good work. make lots of money. And I do what my auntie told me. Don't sit there. And Father Jameson, Jimmy Woodson, Walter Woodson coming up to pick me up on the road and get back to get on the house. So I want to have to go back to be my mom. That's what I said. Well, you think you're right. You think you time will be. I have to work till 5 and that makes my time. I said, okay, that's what Peter. Pack up your things.
Peter
Reeves?
Is that Martha's?
Martha's husband, yeah. It's only 2 leaving now, I guess. Lawrence Williams and Cooper. I never seen them for a long time because I never got up. Never seen them. I know they're only 2 of them.